This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Almond Day, F3 on farm workers, Rollins going to work on funding freeze, and MAHA EO aims to tackle chronic disease. Celebrate National Almond Day by touring the Valley Bloom. National Almond Day is on Sunday, and the industry is taking advantage of a rare sight. Since California is one of five places in the world that can productively grow the tree nut, Visit Modesto is offering the Almond Blossom Cruise, a self-guided tour through the Central Valley's Bloom Almond Orchards, the largest bloom in the world. The more you know, well, in California, the Almond Board's value proposition highlights the fact that 90% of the state's almonds are grown by family farms, which keeps up with rigorous sustainability standards and markets their almonds as a low-waste product. F3 leaders hope to increase pathways for farm worker curriculum. During a World Ag Expo panel providing updates on the F3, that's Farms, Food, and Future, Ag Tech Gear, or the farm worker curriculum portion of the initiative, leaders responsible for running the certificate program through the Central Valley Community Colleges said they'd like to see students eventually earn transfer degrees at four-year universities. Kaomine Vang, the Ag Tech Innovation Center Director at Reedley College, said an expanded program would ideally also include specializations that industry can tap into, such as data management for advanced ag tech. Fernando Garcia, student advisor at Lemoor College, added that internships would allow students to ease into employment and get even more hands-on experience while completing their curriculum. He hopes the certificate program will eventually be offered in other languages beyond English and Spanish. Rollins, RFK Jr. in place. USDA finally has a new secretary, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is bringing his MAHA priorities to the federal government as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins were confirmed in back-to-back votes yesterday, then sworn in to their respective posts. I do take note, Rollins said in an interview with AgriPulse publisher Sarah Wyatt that she'll be reviewing very, very carefully government contracts that have been frozen. The pause is leaving farmers and ranchers uncertain about whether or not they will be reimbursed for expenses incurred under programs like the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities. She hopes to have some answers as soon as next week. Rollins said, quote, "Our intent is to ensure that the programs are supporting our farmers and our ranchers, but that we're also aligning with the president's vision on any commitments that have been made." By the way, a major conservation funder that the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation is told guarantees stopped working on projects because of the funding pause. You can read the Rollins interview at AgriPulse.com. RFK Jr.'s influence kicks in with MAHA EO. Kennedy will lead a newly formed Make America Healthy Again Commission. Other key secretaries will sit on the commission, including Rollins, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, and the FDA Commissioner. President Donald Trump laid out the vision for the new panel in an executive order signed yesterday. That order says federal policy, quote, is to aggressively combat health challenges facing the country, including obesity and diabetes. The EO orders agencies to work with farmers to ensure that the United States food is the healthiest, most abundant, and most affordable in the world. So what's in it for food and ag? Well, the commission's initial mission is to study possible causes of the childhood chronic disease crisis, including diets, environmental factors, government policies, and food production techniques. The panel will submit an assessment that includes an analysis of the threat of potential overuse of certain food ingredients, medications, and of chemicals. Cabinet officials will also examine the potential negative effects of certain prescribed medications, including weight loss drugs. Now, in addition, A key ally of Kennedy says he expects him to increase regulation of the food industry. Dill Bigtree, CEO of the Maha Alliance Super PAC, suggested to reporters that one target will be the way the Food and Drug Administration regulates food ingredients, including determining whether a product is generally recognized as safe or GRAS. He said he expects Republican support for increased regulations. Do Republicans now believe in regulations? They've all said to me, when it comes to the health of our children, you're damn right we do. So I do believe you're going to see regulations working to fix the issue. He indicated Kennedy may also try to change standards for school meals, although that issue falls under USDA and not HHS. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maha Caucus wants to move legislation advancing RFK Jr.'s agenda. Senators in the Make America Healthy Again Caucus are already eyeing legislative ways to implement Kennedy's vision that in the wake of his confirmation. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, a founder of the Maha Caucus, said lawmakers are readying a package of bills focused on soil health, nutrition, and increasing access to costly regenerative agriculture techniques. Notably, he said, the caucus aims to restart the 25 to 2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans process. Marshall said, quote, I think they need to fire probably all the advisory committee and start over. The guidelines figure prominently into procurement for federal feeding programs like school meals. The committee's work shaping the final recommendation took about 22 months and includes numerous meetings and a public comment period. Here's today's final word. It seems winemakers have a lot more options. That Elizabeth Tomasino, an enology professor at Oregon State University, whose research shows consumers are open to wines tinged with wildfire smoke. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.